We have talked over the years about the Sandra Grazzini Rucki case, where she, with the help of Dede Evavold, kidnapped two of the Rucki children, took them to a horse farm out in western Minnesota, the Dahlin Farm, left them there for basically 2 years. They were eventually found, reunited with their father. Both Evie, Dede Evavold, and also as well Sandra Grazzini Rucki have been went to trial, went to court, and were found guilty in these cases. And it's still keeps getting weirder and weirder. To join us to give us the latest update, Michael Broadcorp is joining us. Missinginminnesota.com is the website, and he's kind enough to join us today. Hi, Michael.
Matt, how are you? Thanks so much for the opportunity to be on.
My pleasure. Now, quickly, just really quick, what I said there to set this up, that's all true, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. And what you and I are going to talk about here is factual things. This is not, we don't have to add anything to this story. This story is nuts on its own.
Correct. This is not fake news. This is documentable. This is reality-based. We believe on this show that the Earth is round and that we landed on the moon.
Okay. Last time we talked, which was in January, you and I talked about Sandra Grazzini Rucki, and we'll touch on her a little bit later on. But we talked about Dede Evavold, who had a, for lack of a better way to say it, she had a court order to basically stop harassing David Rucki and his family. Is that correct?
You're correct, sir.
All right. And we were wondering where this was going to happen because she was told by the court not to do anything, you know, not to harass him anymore. And since that time, she indeed went on more and kept those online social media posts up and that were going after the Rucki family, correct?
You are correct. Mm-hmm. And the content that we're talking about here is not – this was – you know, Evavold was using social media and her blog to post – maps to the Rucki home, their address, pictures of the kids, pictures of children that she was found guilty of being involved in their disappearance, done to harass and intimidate and put fear continually in this family.
And the court clearly did not have a soft spot for this angle of attack. And they put it was the judge that put the court order in that said, no, you can't do this anymore, right?
Correct. So there was multiple court orders, and what led to what happened in the last week or so is that Lisa Elliott, who is David Rucki's attorney, filed an emergency motion with the court saying, look, you know, Ms. Evavold continues to violate this. She's putting up inflammatory, you know, incendiary material designed solely to threaten and harass and intimidate this family, including, you know, pictures of their home, maps of their home, their address. And the court agreed, and they gave Dede 9 days to remove this material, or she had the option. She could keep the content up, and she can serve 30 days in jail, or she could remove the content by March 9th at 9 o'clock. And Dede decided to do neither of those two options and decided to blaze her own trail.
Well, and that's the case. Obviously, there was an arrest warrant that was issued for her after that deadline on the 9th, right?
Correct. She missed the deadline on the 9th at 9 o'clock. What we believe, based on information that we've since collected since Dee Dee's arrest yesterday, what we believe is that Dee Dee went out of town, that she went on a spring break vacation with her family, ignored the court order, ignored her responsibilities to comply with the court order. And we should set up for your listeners here a bit, Matt, that this is someone who is writes a blog and is involved in a lot of issues related to court corruption. She is, in essence, out there exposing people like herself. She is both arsonist and firefighter. If Smokey the Bear was an arsonist, that would be Dede Evavold, because she's out there and she's flaunting the law, acting above the law, and doing things in complete violation of a court order and continuing to harass a family.
So there is this arrest warrant against her. She gets back, and was she hiding in her house in St. Cloud?
Based on all information we have, this is what we know, is that last Wednesday, There was a warrant issued for Dee Dee's arrest. She missed, and so it was roughly around 1 o'clock last Wednesday. There was a warrant issued for her arrest. Dee Dee was aware that there was a warrant issued for her arrest. She did not turn herself in. She did not surrender to law enforcement authorities. She did nothing. And what we learned yesterday was that law enforcement executed a search warrant. They went to Dee Dee's home yesterday in St. Cloud. And after roughly 20, 30 minutes of knocking on the door, the realization became that there was someone inside the house. and Didi was later arrested. By all accounts, they were hiding inside that house. The house was, Allison and I, who work on missing in Minnesota, were in the area when the warrant, when the police showed up at her house. The house was, it looked dark, no lights, shades were drawn. It had all the appearances of no one being at home. And police knocked on the door for quite a while before someone came to the door. And by all accounts, based on information we've learned, is that they were, that Dee Dee was inside the house with members of her family hiding, hoping to not be arrested on a weekend. And because my sense is, based on who we've spoken to and based on some information, she was trying to negotiate possibly when the court opened today to try and find a way to not have to surrender to law enforcement. But the truth of the matter is, when you have a warrant out for your arrest and you refuse to follow court orders, you lose the luxury of being out on the streets randomly doing things. And you know, she's thumbed her nose at the court process over the last 10 days. Aggressively.
Not just the last 10 days. I mean, once again, this has been, we're going back to January. There was the court was asking her, you need to pull these down. And she's basically been trying to not do that. Even though Stearns County Sheriff's Office, they did kind of her a favor and they pulled into their garage so that they could, you know, arrest her, you know, out of the public light in her neighborhood, which, you know, I came to a point, I guess, is kind of a decent thing for them to do. And let's
remember, this is also someone who, when law enforcement has gone to her house previously, she's gotten in physical confrontations with law enforcement. She wrestled with a representative of the Lakeville Police Department when they executed a search warrant in 2015, bruised the officer's arm. This is someone who has shown a documented pattern of wrestling and engaging physically with law enforcement. So whatever, you know, my compliments to law enforcement. Whatever they could do to successfully get Dee Dee out of the home and into custody, and if that involved them having to move the car into the garage to get that done, so be it, because they extracted Dee Dee from the house without incident, and now she's in custody where she deserves to be.
That didn't end for you. You were obviously there covering it as a news story for a news outlet, and you had a bit of an interaction with her husband, correct?
Her husband came out. I mean, this is a nice neighborhood in St. Cloud. Families are out. There was a birthday party going on in the area. People are out walking their dogs. In the midst of this, you know, you have this kind of, in essence, this raid on Dee Dee's house. Her husband came out, was very upset that there were people watching. He drove his car at mine that was parked in public view in public area. I never had anyone from law enforcement raise any concern about the fact that I was there or that we were observing. We were a safe distance away, but he was very aggressive, very angry. He tried to claim that we didn't have a right to be there, that we didn't have the ability to be there, that we needed to leave, that he tried to make the argument that Dee Dee had complied with stuff. And then he was dismissive of the fact that his wife was a 6-time convicted felon who was involved in the disappearance of missing kids. And there is something here that Allison and I, as we continue to work on this project, refuse to do, which is to normalize the behavior of adults and people who think it's acceptable for children to not be with their families and to be absconded and hidden on ranches and properties out in that place. And there is something I will just say to your listeners, that when they learn more about this project and Allison talk more about this in the coming weeks and months, one of the things we constantly wrestle with is the mindset of adults, people that should know better, that continue to put themselves on the front line and in essence try to die on this hill of that Dee Dee Evavold, Sandra Gruzzini-Rucki, and the other people that were involved in this case are on some type of moral authority. They're on some type of moral high ground. They're not. These people are convicted felons.
And you and I have talked a little bit behind this because I am of the same way. You know, this is trying to win a football game you lost 3 years ago.
It's a great way to put it.
And you know, part of me just wants to plead with these people. Plead with them. You can still have a normal life. Just get offline. Go with your family. Leave this all behind you. Serve your time. Do your probation, whatever. And then move on, and you never have to revisit this. And it's almost like you keep watching someone drive off a cliff and then get another car and then drive off on the cliff again and then get another car and drive off the cliff again. And you're like, please just stop. Just stop and be done with this. You can move on and have some life. Because like you said, There's no question here. They took these two girls, they took them out to a horse farm, and they never once concerned themselves with the well-being of those two girls again. And those girls were there basically as hired labor on this horse farm in western Minnesota for 2 years without any concern from the people that dumped them there. That's not looking out for the well-being, let alone the kids that were with David Ruckey that never got a visit from Sandra after that point either. There is an element to this which just... You just want to plead with these people to go. You can get this behind you and lead your life, but it seems like they want to refuse to do that.
No, you articulated incredibly well. There is something missing, and we haven't been able to quite figure it out yet. What's missing here? But there is something missing where they're not grasping the pain and trauma that they continue to cause towards this family. I mean, Dee Dee Evable. I mean, let's be clear. She's posting these are. Pictures of inside the, you know, maps of the Ruckey house. She's insisting and instilling and continuing to victimize his family. As many people have said that have been in court, there's a belief that Dee Dee Evable is obsessed with the Ruckey family. And that part of the reason she is doing this is because if she continues to make, if there's these continued violations, it brings her once again in contact with this family. And this family, by all accounts, based on what their attorney has said in court, wants nothing to do with her. They just want to be left alone. And this Dee Dee Evable, who lives in this nice neighborhood in St. Cloud and by all accounts has a nice family, just cannot seem to leave this family alone. And she just continues to target and harass and attempt to instill fear into this family to the point, Matt, of hiding out in her house to evade law enforcement. And this is the same person who wants to then, under some type of moral authority that she thinks she has, go out there and lecture people about court corruption and problems with the legal system and all these other vices that are going on. This is a 6-time convicted felon involved in the disappearance of missing kids. This is someone who can't legally vote. This is someone who for the next 5+ years is not legally allowed to be around minor children because of the conditions of probation. And to be honest with you, if we're going to be blunt here and talk about it, Doug and Gina Dowlin have done their time. They have largely been quiet. Sandra Gruzzini-Ruckey has been less quiet. The person who is causing the most pain and trauma right now to the Ruckey family and who continues to generate the headlines is Dee Dee Evable. And I don't know why, but there's just something wrong there.
And when you looked at the initial sentencing, it was nothing that was going to, you know, basically cripple her life from that point. There was the ability for her to move on, and it's mind-boggling to a point. All right, so Stearns County is going to hand her over to Dakota County. Has that already happened?
And they have. They did this morning. Dee Dee Evable has a in-court custody hearing. So she'll be in court tomorrow at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in Dakota County for her first appearance in Dakota County since she was arrested yesterday in St. Cloud at her home.
Is it going to be 30 days or do we know what the
we'll have to wait and see. We're in a kind of a unknown area. I mean 30 days, she's got it. There's a specific judge that's been hearing these cases. It all depends on what the mood of the judge is tomorrow and what she's done. What I can tell you this from an audit that's been done of the activity, Dee Dee Evable is still not in compliance with what the judge said. It's still not complied with it. So before there's any talk of her getting out of jail, she's got to learn how to start following court orders.
Sandra Gruzzini-Ruckey, the last we chatted, she was supposed to show up for a term in court, in jail. She never did. Where is that at right now?
Where it's at is she is, and once again, because of the legal challenges and stuff to the case, she is supposed to be resentenced next week. Actually, a week from today, she is supposed to be resentenced in court. Based on her sentencing hearing, I think it's a coin toss as to whether she actually shows up or not. I think you could flip a coin either way. Based on the drama and the antics here, I would be surprised if she showed up. I'd be surprised if she didn't show up. Who knows? I mean, they got to understand, Matt, that these folks, this is their Super Bowl. This is what they love to do. They love to engage. They love to have the media attention. They love to have the focus. And so I don't know that Sandra will come into court and show up to a court hearing. She might not. Who knows? She might show up, but she's supposed to have a court hearing next week to be resentenced.
Last we heard, she was in Florida. Correct.
Correct.
All right.
We have every reason to believe that she's been in Florida, lives in Florida. We also have reason to believe that she has some financial assets in Canada that she's also utilized in the past. So she is certainly an international woman of mystery right now as to where she is. But we'll see where she comes. We'll see what happens next week when she's supposed to show up to court in Dakota County. It would be a nice closure to this for the entire Rucky family, I think, if she showed up. But that's for Sandra to decide and for us and others in the media to observe and see.
Hopefully, seriously, they hope both of them go into court, say, let's put this behind us. What do we have to do? Get done with it, and they can move on with their lives. I'm pretty sure Missing in Minnesota will have an update on Dede Evavol tomorrow. We'll also keep an eye on that for updates coming up in the next few weeks on Sandra as well. Missinginminnesota.com. We'll put posts up on the stories a little bit later on. Michael Broadcorp, you and Allison are doing a great job on covering the story still today. I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for your continued support, Matt. We look forward to being on again.
Thanks. Michael Broadcorp joining us. Missinginminnesota.com. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.